Today is a big one, from the farm to your belly. It's National Milk Day. The dairy producers of Illinois and the Midwest thank you for your support. In a loosely related story, last year we told you about the triplet calves being born on a farm in Amboy, Illinois. Farmers Todd and Cindy Carlson were pretty surprised at the rare birth of three healthy calves. Imagine, then, how surprised rancher Glenn Ching was last week when one of his cows had twins. That was
on the 4th, the morning of the 4th.
Unusual to be sure, but not that rare. But then, 3 days later, on the 7th...
In the afternoon, she had a third calf.
But wait, there's more.
In the evening, she had a fourth calf.
Quadruplets. Mom and the kids are doing well.
All very healthy, and in fact, we never saw one of them actually being born. They were all born natural without any assistance.
And what makes it even more remarkable is the age of the cow. She's...
15-year-old cow, which will be 16 years old this spring.
Now, that's geriatric in human years. Glenn says he ordinarily wouldn't have bred the cow, but she's been a great producer over the years, and he figured she could handle one more pregnancy.
I'm kind of glad we did now.
Glenn, his wife Wendy, and son Wyatt ranch 7,200 acres just north of the U.S. border in Saskatchewan.
We're still in shock and disbelief that this could happen.
And what was your veterinarian's reaction?
She says that's Facebook worthy.
It's also WGNradio.com worthy, and you can see a picture of Mom and her quads by searching for the business of food. By the way, the triplets in Amboy last year were named after characters in the Carlson's favorite TV show, Friends. How about the quads? Any names yet?
A good friend of ours said we should name them Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Or how about Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moo? That's the business of food on 720 WGN.